In the past, there were less complex rules in paying travel reimbursements than honoraria. However, that is no longer the case. The same initial paperwork and approvals are needed prior to making formal arrangements for a foreign visitor. Certain visa holders cannot receive travel reimbursements or must meet certain criteria in order to be paid or have expenses paid on their behalf by JMU. Please note, if your department is currently purchasing airfare or booking a hotel by direct billing or via your small purchase charge card for an incoming visitor, you cannot do so without prior authorization from payroll services. Certain visas and the foreign visitor's primary purpose for their U.S. visit may dictate which travel expenses can be paid by JMU. In other words, paying for an individual's airfare will depend on their primary purpose for their U.S. trip. JMU may only be able to reimburse or pay for hotel and meal expenses associated with their JMU visit, not airfare. This is why it's very important that the department acquires authorization from payroll services before making airfare and other related arrangements. Additionally, all travel expenses must be business-related in order to qualify for reimbursement. Please keep in mind also that travel reimbursements must follow state regulations. Current policy requires pre-authorizations in Chrome River for all incoming foreign national visitors. Also, a department cannot pay a non-resident individual a flat stipend amount and call it a travel reimbursement payment. All reimbursements must be business-related and substantiated with original itemized receipts. Please reference Policy 4215 Travel. Remember, honoraria are payments to professional persons for services for which fees are not legally or traditionally required.